So today's devotion is the difference praising God can make every day. Starting off, I'm going to read off Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy disease? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles? The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dwelt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he hath removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. For as man, his days are as grass, as a flower in the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is the everlasting and to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children. To keep as to such as his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in heaven, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of the word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his work in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So when life gets busy or stressful, certain routines tend to fall to the wayside. Maybe you don't eat as well or clean the house as much as you wish you could. Maybe you start to sacrifice what's important for what's urgent, skipping time with God so the kids can have pancakes for breakfast. When life is chaotic and we aren't hearing God's voice as clearly, one of the best things we can do is remind ourselves of what we already know to be true. That's what David does in Psalm 103. He reminds himself to praise God. He reflects on God's character and then starts to recall what God has already done for his people. When our hearts are heavy, praising the Lord doesn't come naturally. But as we think about God's majesty and amazing works, our strength is renewed. Sometimes praise flows naturally from our hearts. Other times, praise focuses our hearts on what's real rather than what we feel. Like David, no matter how we start, once we start praising God, the more we find to praise him for. And the more we reflect on how great God is, the more confidence we take into our day. When we are late to start chores for the day, or start work, and we have to get the kids ready for homeschool, we can praise God for the ability to take care of our home, to go to work, for the opportunity to homeschool our kids. When the kids acting crazy, we can praise God for the privilege of being parents and for his example of how to love children well. When suffering comes, we can praise God for the promise of eternity and the hope we have in knowing that this world is not all there is. There will never be a day when we have nothing to praise God for, because his character is enough to be worthy of praise.
Yeah. Let us sing. If I'm humble. 98.
Yeah.